If you want a dog, you better hide.
Welcome back to That Darn Podcast, episode whatever the fuck, six, I think this is. We're trying to talk about That Darn Cat, the movie. So far, we have not been able to find someone. Every week so far, my producer, Gary, has fucked up. He's booked somebody who has nothing to do with this movie. And this week, Gary has set his sights as low as he possibly could. He seems to have just given up any hope of getting someone who worked on the movie, who knows anyone who worked on the movie. We've got a fucking YouTuber here this week. A YouTuber, he reviews Disney movies. We're going to talk. You know, if we could just get someone who just has seen the movie, that's something. Gary didn't give me this guy's name, but he's who gives a shit? What's your name?
My name is Alpha Male Warrior 53.
We got Alpha Male Warrior 53. What is your actual name? That's not a name.
My name is Alpha Male Warrior Beta Cock.
Okay, well that's...
You soy boy.
Okay, your parents named you Alpha Male Warrior 53? That's the...
I don't talk to my parents anymore ever since they said that we don't need a Walt ethnostate. So I'm done with my parents. My newfound family of Jizmiz, Soy Boy, and my...
Go on, Jizmiz, Soy Boy.
Jizmiz, Soy Boy. Where are the blokes? What are my blokes' names?
These are your kids?
No, they're my friends, man. We bonded over skull sizes. That's what it is.
Over skull sizes?
Yeah, you see, don't you know that you could... I'm very nervous right now being on podcast, all right? What you can do is that you can...
Just remember, no one listens to this. That's how you calm yourself down. Nobody has just told me all your secrets. No one will care. Yeah, no one will ever hear them.
You think you're a wanker. You're a Tulsi, Ace.
We're getting YouTube guests. YouTube stars.
I'll have you know, I got 4 subscribers.
Yeah.
4.
Oh, wow. 4 subscribers.
Yeah, big 4. What about you? Hey, Liver Licks, what you got, huh? Huh? Got 2? Got 1? Got 0? Yeah, tell me. Sure.
My mom subscribed. I don't know if she's listened to anything, though.
Yeah, your mom. She's probably getting railed by some sort of migrant immigrant who's coming in. Don't you know about it? It's right, yeah, you little soy boy. I owned you up there, you cuck.
Okay, and you're a Disney YouTuber?
That's
you're like
right,
a Disney adult?
Disney is ruining my childhood and making it woke with the SJW propaganda.
Okay, I think Gary fucked up again. I think I gave him the lowest task imaginable, and he seems to have just limboed under that bar.
Yeah, who's this Gary fella? Sounds like an SJW liberal snowflake millennial soy boy cuck postmodern Marxist feminist wanker.
You don't know Gary because you just described him perfectly.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
exactly.
Well, that makes sense looking at you.
That's
yeah,
exactly what
the soy
like.
Just oozes from you, you cock.
Okay, well that's you're hurting my feelings a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, did I offend you? Did I offend you?
Yes.
Oh, boo. Hey,
I said that. I said you hurt my feelings.
Yeah. And that's not the only thing I'm hurting. Hey, you want to hear a joke? You want to hear a joke?
Is it calling me a cuck again?
No,
is
it's not about joke? You. Not okay. Things about you.
Okay.
So a based epic patriot like me goes on this subway.
What, patriot?
Yeah, I'm patriot. This
patriot
right.
For which country?
For America, it is.
For America.
United States of America.
What state are you from? What is that? What is that accent? Was that like an Iowa accent?
Actually, Wisconsin,
Maryland?
I is.
Wisconsin.
That's right. Little Britain in Wisconsin.
Little Britain. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Welshman. I'm a Wisconsin Welshman.
Okay.
And I'll thank you not to laugh at it, you
okay.
Wanker.
I'm
you
sorry.
Tosser. Anyway, can I get back to my joke?
Please.
Yes. A based epic patriot like me goes on the subway and he sits next to some liberal gender. And the liberal gender says, check your privilege, you fascist. But then the based patriot says,
we only got like 45 minutes. You got to speed up this joke.
I'll beat your brains in 45 minutes, you tosser. Let me finish my joke.
Okay.
Right. Then the base patriot says, check this. My pronouns are U-S-A. And then the liberal gender goes, ah! And he jumps off the train. I guess he identifies as roadkill now.
If you could speak a little bit lower, I don't think I could lower the mics any lower.
Yeah, right, sure thing. Tosser. Hey, just you remember, boy, you mess with an incel, it doesn't end well.
Okay, so you're an incel too?
Yes, right. Involuntary celibate, unless you know somebody.
How do you not know Gary? Because this is him to a T. That's his club. Those are his boys.
Those
incels.
Are his boys. Well, maybe I should know Gary. Maybe he's not much as a soy boy as I thought he was.
No, he's a soy boy incel.
A soy boy incel.
Those are his pronouns.
He's bad on both sides, eh?
Yeah.
Both sides of the team, eh?
Yeah.
He's a double agent, eh?
Yeah. He's just unliked by everybody.
Yeah, I figured. Anyway, so what are we doing? What are we talking about? Star Wars? Marvel?
Okay, this is Gary. I thought Gary was going to brief you on this. I don't know how you ended up on the show if you haven't met him. But he was supposed to tell you. We're talking about That Darn Cat, which I'm assuming you probably...
That Darn Mouse. The mouse is ruining everything with its woke. It's woke.
You're talking about Stuart Little. Oh.
Stuart Little. That's gone woke, too.
Stuart Little's woke now?
Yeah, now they're going to have a brown rat instead of a white rat.
He's a mouse. He's not a rat.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, there we go. Now, they got to have more species. They're pro-speciesism. They're diversifying with even the species now. For all we know, they'll do another Aladdin remake, and Iago's going to be played by a kangaroo. Do you want that?
What does a kangaroo sound like? What would that sound like?
A kangaroo. Right.
I'm Iago. I'm a kangaroo.
Well, I'm Malty. Gilbert. Oh, he's over here, but he's Australian, mate. Shrimp on the barbie, mate.
But kangaroos don't have Australian accents. They're animals.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so hang on.
Here's my impression of Iago played by a kangaroo.
Sure, let me hear. Yeah. God. Disney's probably listening to taking notes right now.
I don't know what a kangaroo sounds like.
They sound like boing, boing.
That's
boing.
Better than what I did.
Yeah. Boing, boing, boing. It's Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah, it's the woke Aladdin that's coming out next year.
Okay.
I hear the Lion King. It's actually a whole cast of marsupials. And yet I'm supposed to say that this is fine. Marsupials don't even watch The Lion King, okay? Keep these marsupials out of me big cat media.
It's a different continent.
That's right. Exactly. Finally, somebody understands.
The Kangaroo King is
the
what
kangaroo,
they're looking for.
Yeah, there's
a whole pride of kangaroos. One kangaroo gets killed by...
Yeah, a pride of kangaroos. What does that tell you? A pride?
A pride. It's a group of kangaroos.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's another kind of pride that Disney's put it in there with the little rainbow.
American
flag.
Pride.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. I want more American pride. Yeah. That should be American Pride Month. Keep them gay kangaroos back in Australia.
Out in Australia. Right.
Yeah, keep it out of the movies, too. Yeah.
Okay.
The wokes.
This is... I feel like we're on the same page. If you only had any kind of connection to That Darn Cat, this would be a good podcast.
Well, the Lion King's kits, they're big kits. Oh, just talk about how much they're ruining my woke. They're ruining it. They're having a Mufasa movie.
You're telling me your podcast has 4 viewers? That's it?
Yeah, 4. Okay, yeah, 4 viewers, and one of them is me.
Okay, so 3.
And the other 3 are my AI girlfriends.
Your 3 AI girlfriend. You're cheating on your first AI girlfriend.
Well, they're all different races. Okay. Yeah, we got.
I don't
lily
think it makes
white,
it less
pink
bigamy.
White and olive white.
I think it's still bigamy, no matter what the races that are involved. I don't think that changes it. You can't be like, if I told my wife, like, hey, no, it's okay that I'm cheating on you. She's black. She's still gonna be pretty pissed.
No, I think she'd be cuckolded because she's seen a walk. A woman of color. The only colors I like are beige, pale, and mayonnaise with my women.
Okay, beige sounds like it could be a...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Beige is a little brown. Well,
if I'm feeling a little jungle fever, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? These are all... Yeah, like if I want that Sydney Sweeney, she's my Jane, you know, the Mortals, you're all... That's as dark as I go there.
Yeah.
Because skull sizes... In our cues.
The skull size. You're really. What do you like? You like a big skull on a woman or a little tiny skull?
Listen, I've been reading up on Wikipedia, And the smaller the skull size, it actually means the brain is more compressed because there's more brain cells.
You like a tiny little skull.
Yeah.
You look like a little.
You ever seen Betelgeuse?
You look like a little hydrocephalic woman.
Yeah, it's right. Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy. Why'd you do this to me?
Okay. I don't. Please don't come on the podcast. Please save that till after.
Meow. Yeah. It's a dirty little kitty. Yeah, dirty little kitty, kitty, kitty. That darn kitty. Oh, daddy.
Okay. This is. You might like the movie too much.
Oh yeah.
You might be too into. Okay. This is. How did you get into to woke? What you have a YouTube podcast?
That's right.
Walk me through one of your videos.
First of all, take a piece of media that Disney's putting out, whether it's Star Wars.
Give me an example.
Star Wars. You Star see Wars. The Acolyte?
Star Wars?
Star Wars. Star Wars. Star Wars. Star Wars. Yeah, with Chewbacca, Han Solo.
Haven't heard of
men.
It.
It used to be for men, but now they got all these ladies in there like Rey.
Haven't heard
I
of
it. I hate Rey. She's a Mary Sue.
Haven't heard of this one. I'm going to have to check this movie out.
You never heard of Star Wars?
Star Wars. Never heard of it.
You ever have a New Hope?
I'm starting to adopt your accent.
The Empire Strikes Back?
Star Wars.
How about Return of the Jedi?
Return of the Jedi.
Jedi. Return of the Jedi? With the prequels, with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Are you trying to say Star Wars?
That's your East Coastal elitist accent coming out. Star Wars.
Sorry, I don't speak like I'm from Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, why don't you learn? You've forgotten. We've been forgotten by you.
Yeah.
East Coast elites with your ivory towers.
Rightfully
your
so.
And
rightfully
your yoga
so.
Shops and your soy boy bubble tea lattes.
What is anyone have to care about Wisconsin for? What does Wisconsin have going for it?
In the 1950s, we had mining cultures there.
Okay, I'm planning a vacation, let's say.
Okay.
Okay. I'm thinking of, like, where should I go on my vacation? Should I go to Paris? Should I go to Japan? Or should I go to Wisconsin? Sell me on Wisconsin here. What does Wisconsin have?
Well, first of all, it's the capital of YouTube rot-wing grifting. Yours truly.
Okay, I don't give a shit about that. That means nothing to me.
All right, fine. Well, there's a lot of cheeses.
Okay.
We got cheeses there.
I got cheese at the store. That's not... I don't...
Damn. All right.
That's your
neo-Marxist global elite cheeses. These are real American cheeses made by
They've got American cheese at the grocery store.
Oh, shoot. Bloody hell, I forgot about American cheese. Okay, well, this is white American cheese. That's right.
Okay,
you got the multiculturalist American cheese out there.
Yeah, it's kind of
like,
orange.
Arriba! Yeah, no, not over here. We go, good day. We go, white American cheese goes, hello, 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 my fellow white Americans.
I'm from Wisconsin,
yeah. It's right. Yeah.
Okay, I can't just order this cheese online or something. I gotta go to Wisconsin.
Yeah, there he is, taking away jobs from hardworking Americans. I got truck drivers who work 23 hours a day.
I think I'm employing different truck drivers to deliver it to me. I am
sick. This sounds. You know what this sounds like? It sounds like socialism over here. Gary, did you put me on with a socialist? Oh, I'm going to find you, Gary. I'm going to punch you so hard in the face. Your elbow's going to pop out your socket and knock every single one of your teeth out. I'm a socialist.
Okay, we're back on the same page with bashing on Gary.
Yeah,
that's,
all right, yeah. We found some common ground here. It's like when Ben Shapiro, he destroys a college student with a college student says, I don't like women either. It's right. They agree on that. It's right. It's right.
I don't know about that. Women are fine. I don't have a problem with women. I just, the women who've been on the show, I haven't liked so much. But that's them specifically. It's not their gender.
But it could be the whole gender. You ever consider that, mate?
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, well, think of it. You bring on the women on your podcast, yeah. And it's not a good podcast.
Okay.
So what brings me to say is that what would make in any different situation where you bring the women on a date and it's not a good date?
I mean, to be
or
fair,
you bring them in your house and then you got a bad house because there's a woman in there.
To be fair, the women we've had on our podcast are one woman. And so it's been, it's not so much women as one.
No, woman. She's a representation of the whole woman species is what it is.
The podcast was pretty bad before she came on, too. I don't know if I can blame it all on her.
Well, then clearly those were like, I'll tell you what it was.
Yeah.
Those guys you had, they were probably some of those, you know, semi-demi-gray sapio genders, the liberal genders.
There was something wrong with them. Yeah, I can say that for sure. The last guy we had on, he was the host of a rival podcast, That Darn Podcats.
What? My goodness.
You've heard of this one?
I have. I'm a subscriber. It's a very popular podcast. I love that podcast. They Jesus talk about Christ. That Darn Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen it myself, but. I might check it out because of that.
Everyone likes it just because he has like deep conversations with the guests. He doesn't yell at anyone. And he's dating Selena Gomez now.
I don't like that. You ruined the podcast for me.
Good.
Selena's
good. It's a shitty podcast.
She's one of those migrant workers.
I'm trying to ruin it for everyone. That's my goal, is for no one to listen.
Mission accomplished, cock.
I'm one at a time. I'm going... I'm going to find all of the subscribers just one at a time, teach them to hate that podcast as much as I
hate it too. You know what? Hang on. I'm bringing my phone out right here.
Good. Delete right in front of me.
Unsubscribe.
Good.
Shit. It's right. Anyway. So, you brought me on to talk about That Darn Cat.
Yeah, which you've said you haven't seen.
No, I have not seen. I've seen That Darn Mouse. That's what I call Disney.
Right.
Because they ruin it with their woke propaganda. Those soy boys. Oh, my goodness. I was going to squeeze.
Your YouTube show, how long have you been doing this YouTube show?
I've been doing this show for, I'd say, the last 7 years. It started when I saw The Last Jedi.
So that means you get about one subscriber every other year.
It's growth. We're moving upward. Yeah.
Or one AI girlfriend every... That's honestly more interesting than your YouTube show. Nobody... Tell me about these AI girlfriends.
Well, then Celeste.
Yeah.
There's Harmony.
Okay. What race is each?
You said they're different. I told you.
They're all white.
Beige white.
Okay.
Lily white.
Right.
And pearl white.
Okay. Which is which? Which is which?
I get them mixed up.
This is not good. If you're gonna be a bigamist, that's the number one rule: is remember what each girlfriend looks like.
Well, all right. Yeah, why am I taking advice from a postmodern Marxist like yourself about what to do with women? All right, I don't know their what races. Excuse me, but I do know what they like.
Let's do a role play. I want to pretend. I want to see how this works. I'm gonna be Crystal.
Okay, you're Crystal. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just in the computer,
okay.
And you is this right? You chat with me. Yeah. Or you talk
to
me?
Crystal.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, Crystal. How was your day?
It's good. I'm very beige.
Yeah, you're beige. Yeah. You're gonna be even more beige when I tell you this. Disney released another Star Wars show, and it has a woman in it.
It has a woman. Hey, speaking of women, who is this Harmony who emailed me?
Harmony, she's just a furry.
She's a furry? Is she pearly white?
She's a pearly white furry. She's a polar bear. Don't worry, she's just a polar bear I'll talk to. I'll feed her salmon.
And is she another AI girlfriend?
She's an AI polar bear girlfriend.
She said that you sent her an online gif of a necklace.
But that's just because... Well, here's the thing. He said, because she's a polar bear, I was like, hey, Mrs. Harmony the polar bear, do you think this necklace would be good for Crystal?
She also sent me some images that you had photoshopped of you and her having sex.
Well, that's... She's trying to do a video essay. She's a video essayist on YouTube, and she's doing it in a species. So I just tried to provide some, you know, graphic design. You know how much I love graphic design, uh-huh. Crystal.
Uh-huh. So is that why you asked me if I would dress up like a polar bear?
Oh, God, she's on. The thing is that I got a partnership with Coca-Cola, and they were wondering if they could winter spread, and there's no one prettier than my beige girlfriend who would look very even more beige in a Winnicott.
Alpha Male 54. I feel like this is just not working out.
Well, no, Crystal, don't go. I need you. I can't date real women. I hate them. So I need an AI girl. All right, fine. Harmony's my other. She's my other AI girlfriend.
I knew it.
Polar bear, I lied.
I knew
it. I'm not into that. Are you, though?
I'm very into that.
Let's go to the Central Park Zoo, Crystal.
Okay.
I'll throw you in the polar bear exhibit.
So hold on. When you say throw me in the, are you taking the laptop and throwing me in the polar bear exhibit? Or this is like you photoshopping more stuff?
Oh, well, I was thinking, you ever hear of Zoo Tycoon?
Sure, yeah.
What if I'll build the polar bear exhibit and then transfer your AI, if I transfer your AI essence into Zoo Tycoon and you can be with the polar bear and you can have sex with them.
Oh my god, Alpha Bale 54, you're so romantic.
Oh yes, right.
I've always wanted to have sex with a polar bear.
Yeah, say it more.
And scene. People tell me I can't write women, and this is, I think, it's just proving them.
I'm sorry, but let me just say my pants are as white as a polar bear right now after that interaction. You know what I'm saying?
Every woman who's ever read anything I've ever written, any screenplay I've written, has said that my women characters are terrible, and I don't see where they're coming from.
Oh, no. I think we could write something together, you beta cock.
Yeah? Pitch me something.
Okay, all right. So let's just say there is a very handsome, attractive YouTuber who's fighting the good fight against Disney.
Uh-huh.
And now they're polluting the minds of the children with forget about Disney. It's getting worse now. It's even on the telly. You ever see that show with the little monsters and the big canary?
Mythbusters.
Not little monsters, no. They're little monsters. There's a big bird. He lives on the street. And there's a guy in a trash can. What was it?
Batman.
Not Batman, you bloody wanker.
Power Rangers.
No, not Power Rangers.
The news.
Not the news. Come on, he eats the cookies.
90 Day Fiancé.
That's it, 90 Day Fiancé. And so on 90 Day Fiancé, they got this big bird, right? Yeah. And he's teaching the kids about the queers.
Uh-huh.
He's teaching about the L's and the G's and the T's and the A, B, C, D. They're taking over the whole alphabet.
It's all the letters.
So that's my pitch, is that my man, he sees that like the kids are turning all gays. So he's stopping it. And his three very hot girlfriends help him, and then they all have sex.
Are they real girlfriends or AI girlfriends?
The AI girlfriends who come to life.
Okay. No, I don't like any part of this.
What? No, you haven't heard my log line yet.
Okay, pitch you. Yeah.
It's the Avengers meets a Jordan Peterson lecture.
I don't hate it.
Okay, all right. See, that's why you listen to the log line.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to think about it. Let me pitch you something. I pitched this last week, but I've been, I wrote up a spec script. For this, I think it's coming along pretty well.
Okay.
Here's the pitch. It opens on the moon.
Ooh, the moon.
Yeah.
Away from all them migrants, right?
Far
away from them. Yeah.
The
wokes.
You pans over. It cuts to me.
Okay.
I'm in mid coitus with Selena Gomez.
What? No. She's one of them.
Then I come.
And
end of movie.
I hate it. Why couldn't it be Selena Johnson or Selena?
The host of That Darn Podcast isn't dating Selena Johnson. I'm really just in this to fuck his girlfriend, whoever.
I'm just trying to think of white last names. Selena.
Johnson is fine.
I think
the Selena is more of the problem at this point.
All right, well, fine. Then why couldn't it be Sally Johnson? Now, that is broad material right there.
If Gerald wanted to date Sally Johnson, I would be fine with having sex with her. I just want to cuck him. That's really my...
I just sort of like you now. Yeah. Let's cuck him. Anyway, so... Oh, That Darn Cuck. I think you got
that
a new
darn
title.
Now that's a title. That's a title.
It's right.
Darn Moon Cuck.
Yeah, Moon Cuck. Oh, yeah. We're taking it out of space, eh? That's right.
Maybe we save the moon for the sequel.
Yeah,
maybe you gotta heighten
it. Yeah. That Darn Cuck... from space.
There we go.
Yeah, that's it. That Don Cuck takes Moon Manhattan.
That darn cuck in time.
That yeah. Oh, that darn cuck Treasure Island.
That darn cuck in hell.
Oh, spooky, scary.
Yeah.
That was good. The Christian
just having sex with Satan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then you cuck him here.
Yeah.
Teach him like.
Oh no! I fuck Satan's girlfriend. That's
yeah.
What
yeah. Show him. That'll show him for sending all them. Wokes to America.
Selena Gomez can play Satan's girlfriend. We'll have Gerald play himself.
All right. You're a smart Satan. Guy. He's a smart guy.
Yeah. This is good. This is
very good.
This is my arc.
We're collaborating. I didn't like you at first because you were a socialist.
I didn't like you because you were so loud. That's so loud.
Yeah, well. You know, well, yeah, I got to settle in, you know?
Yeah.
I'm passionate because... Yeah. All of them wokes.
We're building a groove here. We're
taking over
something.
My beloved Wisconsin.
Yeah.
My homeland is taken over by the wokes and the feminists.
Wisconsin's really woke now.
Yeah. It's woke Wisconsin. Gotta stop them.
Why don't you just move? Why don't you move out of Wisconsin? Nobody wants to be in Wisconsin. You could go someplace else.
The problem is that nobody wants to hire straight white males anymore. We're the most oppressed people in America. Straight white male Wisconsins.
You don't have a job right now?
Nah. Well, no, I do. It's on YouTube.
It's YouTube. Ooh, this job...
Sorry.
Is job, normally, people talk about a job. It means something that pays more than $0 a month.
How'd you get into my account?
Does this meet that qualification? You have 4 subscribers and 3 of them are AI girlfriends. I don't think you're getting a lot. I don't think you're getting monetized.
Look, it's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Believe me, that's what I've been saying about this podcast.
Yeah, it's right.
If I can yell at enough people, somebody's got to like this.
Yeah, it's right. It's right. But, Sam. Oh, my God. So.
What is your dream job? What is the job that the migrants have taken from
you? Well, to be in charge of Disney.
You want to be in charge of Disney.
And I'll run my own Star Wars movies.
Okay. And Star Wars are all white when you run them?
Star Whites. Star Whites. That's okay. Right.
And what is the plot of Star Wars? Can you have Darth Vader or is he too black?
Well, we could have Darth Vader, but this time Darth Vader is going to be voiced by Christopher Walken.
Okay.
And not James Earl Jones.
White costume?
Well, I do want to respect the canon, so...
A lot of space is very black.
You're right. We've got to resolve that. So, what if we have it? It's a bunch of wampas in that one room in Cloud City that was all white, you know?
Okay.
No more Lando. He's out. We'll give it to his white slave, Lobot. He's the new main character.
Okay.
And he takes his shackles off on his head. Like, I'm not going to be... Didn't listen to you, Lando, anymore. You migrant...
Is this relatable, talking about Lobot? Do people know who he is?
Do you know who Lobot is?
I think I do.
Yeah, I'm not positive. The guy with like, the thing on his thing.
I'm pretty sure I remember him.
Yeah, all right, fine. If that's too obscure, what if we do another famous watch Star Wars? Everyone's favorite Caucasian character, Jabba the Hutt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a perfect representation of what Americans.
You're going to do a spinoff of Salacious Crumb?
Yeah, Salacious Crumb, Greedo's in there, Max Rebo.
The character everyone knows and remembers from Star Wars.
Salacious Crumb, I think, is actually a little too mainstream at this point.
Okay.
So I think we're actually going to bring out
Poo. I think you're wrong.
I think Poogle the Lesser is going to make an appearance.
I think I've alienated everybody by saying Salacious Crumb.
Suckus. Bosk might be there.
Maxis Dickus.
No, that's Monty Python.
Oh,
that's I think
King Arthur.
Yeah, King. No, that's obviously Monty Python.
Okay,
I've never seen it because I don't watch British movies.
The guy who wants to return his dead parrot, that was my favorite Star Wars character.
Oh yeah, no, I like the one where it's like. I like the one where, so there's this two, well, I'll tell you one, the one I don't like, the one with that gay robot.
R2-D2.
Yeah, that one, the even more gay robot.
Lando.
No, not Lando.
Lando Calrissian.
Wait, Lando was a gay robot?
You didn't know he was a gay robot?
Yeah. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah.
Well, he's played by a gay robot. I don't think the character is a gay robot.
Billy Deep Dubrut. Are you trying to tell me that Billy
Colt 45 ambassador Billy D. Williams.
Was he a gay robot?
He is a gay robot. I don't think he's dead. I believe he is.
He's alive. He's alive. I took a picture with him. He is alive.
Billy. Why D. would you take a picture with him?
To show what the enemy is.
You couldn't have. I think people know what black people look like. I think they can imagine that.
No, I'll have to educate what the gay robots. Well, no, I just learned he's gay, so yeah. That's unfit my character.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this is, look, folks, this is what the gay robots look like. This you is watch this it. If you see this man, he's a gay robot.
This is totally audio. Nobody can see this picture you're showing me.
All rats.
This isn't like one of your YouTube videos.
No, that's why I like a visual medium.
So we've never established, what is your YouTube? Are you on camera on your YouTube videos? What is the format of these?
Well, no. Right now, I speak with an avatar.
Okay.
And it's a very smug-looking wolf with his
big,
arms
big
crossed.
Blue guy.
Big blue guy. He's a big blue
cat.
Wolf.
He's
a big blue
cat wolf.
Yeah, he's a cat wolf. That's my persona. And he's like,
all in IMAX
his arms very
3D.
Smugly, and then he'll wag his finger when I make a good point.
James Cameron.
Yeah, James. No, that's an avatar.
Yeah.
It's a wrong franchise.
You said it was an avatar.
What?
You said it was an avatar.
No, he's a blue cat wolf. He's not like Avatar. All right, fine. When I drew him in 2009, when I was 14, yes, I was inspired by James Cameron's Avatar. But he is not canonically part of the Avatar world. He's part of my deviant art world.
That movie was just so rich. They need to. Why haven't they made like 30 sequels to that?
No, that's
why haven't
I'm
they
saying.
Come up with?
I think they no could do sequels. Avatars with all colors of the rainbow. But here's the thing: is that the white lead defeats them all.
Okay,
showing you that the queer's up to no good.
What if you just start at the end? It's just a rainbow of just different shades of white.
Yeah. Oh my god!
And they're just
this guy. We gotta call James Cameron. You got some good ideas. Yeah. I like these ideas.
Call up James Cameron. Say I got a picture of a black guy. I'm holding up. I don't want him in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
And he'll
not gay. And he'll by Billy D. Williams.
He'll say I can't see this. I can't see what you're holding up. Who are you? How did you get this number?
Yeah. Well, maybe we could radio wave through echolocate Morse code and describe the picture to his submarine.
Okay.
Because he's always underwater because he also is trying to get away from people of color like me.
Is that what, like you?
Well, you know, that's
like,
what.
Wait, are you a person of color?
No, he's trying, no. What I mean to say is that much like me, James Cameron's trying to get away from the migrants and the wokes and the queers. And that's why he goes underwater in the submarine.
You're kind of pinkish. That's a color.
Well, yeah. Don't you insult me like that again. I'll be leaving with you and you'll be having a busted eye. I'll look pink. You're going to look black and blue, you wanker.
Typical Wisconsinite. Always giving people black eyes.
Yeah, sure. That's how we roll. While you coastal elites with the, you know. You
so
get,
you got your avatar on the YouTube video.
It's
and then
not. Fine. No, it's. Yes. Yeah, my avatar, fine. Yeah, now I get it.
Are you worried about lawsuits from James Cameron?
No, I'm not worried because in 2010, I went to the first Avatar convention and I said, James, check out my OC. And he said, go away. And I'll know to read in between the lines. And yeah. So by go away, he means go and make more pictures away from me. Yeah, away from me. But yeah, I know what's up. He gave me his blessing. He did. So
okay.
Now James Cameron himself said, "Go ahead, make a fringe rot wing YouTube channel demonizing people of color and women because I'm upset with my life and try to make money off of it."
He used that as like a pull quote.
Exactly.
That James Cameron said,
"When he passes away, that's what his gravestone's gonna say."
You can put it on like the front of the podcast. Just. Go away, James Cameron.
Yeah, and then parentheses, what he actually meant by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
was,
is the thing
was implied.
Yeah, exactly.
So the avatar comes on screen. He says, we're destroying the forest.
No, not the forest. That's Avatar the movie.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
We're talking about my videos.
He says,
we all destroy
earth,
the forest.
Wind, water.
Oh, that's a different kind of avatar, which is also woke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They were pretty white in that.
Well, the kid was, yeah. Except but he had blue on his face.
Yeah, it's a little blue.
Seems a little interracial dating between
little,
the avatars.
Mixing the two
yeah,
avatars.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. That not at all.
All right, so let me actually let you get into what this YouTube video is. You have your avatar, and then what happens?
So then I'll explain, and then I'll talk about the new Star Wars or the Marvel, and say, well, it's bad, because they put the women in it, they put the people, oh, I'm sorry, POCs. PPOC, that's what I think.
Nice, showed them.
Yeah, it's right, man. Yeah, that better have a... That I'm sure the clasping of two watt fleshes broke the sound barrier, and you heard that naughty fawn, folks. Yeah, anyway, the PPOCs and my least favorite, all the queers, they put them in Star Wars and Marvel. For example, did
Billy
you know
D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams, that gay robot. Oh, it makes me so mad. For example, so I'll talk about, like, for example, you ever watch X-Men?
Sure.
Did you know that Disney made X-Men political?
Yeah.
There was never any politics in X-Men before Disney came around.
I hated the latest X-Men scene. They had that whole subplot about gerrymandering.
And yeah, exactly. That kind of political. I don't need Red District in my X-Men story. Take your Philip, watching Magneto filibuster. Ridiculous.
Magneto's like, we need to do away with the filibuster.
Yeah.
We need to be
as he's filibustering, I'll see you.
Wolverine's like, I hate fracking.
Yeah, fracking, bub. Didn't like it. Disney making it all political like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's also, but the political I was referring to, that is very bad, but also they put in socio-political commentary in X-Men.
That I'm more okay with.
What?
I feel like that
didn't
take away from the story so much as like the hours spent in just Congress and just
that's
the
fair,
long.
That's fair. I mean,
the multiple scenes where it's just voting.
Yeah. Well,
Wolverine standing in line to vote.
Exactly.
Banshee is just flying to the voting booth.
Yeah, and then they had like. And then Rogue, there was that pretty cool scene where Rogue was canvassing for a Democratic socialist candidate, and she accidentally brushed against the old lady, and then she said, oh, I don't know where this bit's going.
What about the scene where Kitty Pryde was writing all those postcards to swing states?
Oh, that's right, yeah, well, you know, she can just kind of go through the wards and be like...
Doesn't really help her with writing postcards. Maybe they should have.
Not, yeah.
Should have had Quicksilver do that.
It's raw.
Quicksilver could have done it fast.
Yeah, he could have done it fast. Or then, and also, like, what's the deal with, like, you know, Storm saying global warming's really bad, but, like, she literally warms the globe. Literally.
She controls the weather.
Yeah, yeah. If that's, checkmate, liberals. If there's global warming, how come Storm doesn't just fix it?
There we go.
Exactly. That's Storm.
Nightcrawler's whole big speech about immigration
yeah,
reform.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right.
How do you feel about Night? Because he's German, so he's an immigrant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
He's one of the
Germans.
He's a person of color. He's blue.
He's blue.
But Germans they're one of the good immigrants.
Yeah,
you,
they are.
Right?
They are. That's fair. But then there's a problem with Nightcrawler is because he's a Catholic. Which that is the fourth.
You don't like Catholics either.
That's the fourth best Christian. I don't like that.
Put your Christians, give me your top ten in order.
First of all, evangelical is number
sure.
one, obviously.
Okay.
Then two, Presbyterian. Then three.
Amish.
Yeah, Amish. And then fourth is Catholic.
Okay.
They're giving us the fourth best Christian. Our barbers under attack by these wokes.
Your
and
barbers?
What?
Your barbers are under attack?
No, barbers. Bibles. Holy Bibles.
Okay.
Are on attack by the wokes. And who do they give us? They don't give us Pete Robinson. They don't give us, you know, Jerry Falwell. They don't give us another obscure Protestant that nobody knows, but they're coming to my head for some reason. Yeah, what do they get? They get a Catholic, like, not crawler. Name me one famous Catholic.
The Pope.
Oh, damn. Name me two famous Catholics.
JFK.
And then three would be Renard Crawler. Okay, I guess that's fair.
The three most famous Catholics.
Yeah. Pope,
JFK,
Nightcrawler.
That's the holy trinity of the Catholic Church.
I wanted a Presbyterian Nightcrawler.
That's a movie. The Pope teams up with JFK and Nightcrawler.
Yeah. Oh, it's Taking Back Sunday.
Ooh, that's the name. That's the title, Taking Back Sunday.
That's right. They've Excommunicated.
Excommunicated. That's the. That's another X-Man team.
Yeah, that's right. In the name of the Padre and with your spirit. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I like it. I like it. X-Men 97. How about X-Men 33? Yeah.
I think we're coming around on Catholics.
Yeah. You know what?
Or you are. I didn't really have a problem with them.
Right here. I think they're a bit up above the Amish. Yeah. I think Catholics are the third best now.
I want to keep Amish where they are. I think we skip, put them at number two.
You want to knock out Presbyterians?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Who gives a shit about Presbyterians?
That's right. But Nightcrawler should have been un-evangelical. That's the problem. He should have been up there with his little television show, being like, oh, yes, I feel the healing power. Send me money. Give me the money so I can heal you.
This is the Nightcrawler.
This is Nightcrawler. I am Nightcrawler.
I'm a Nightcrawler.
I'm a Nightcrawler.
I make a spaghetti and then teleport to you.
Oh, mamma mia. And where's the gabagool? That's Nightcrawler. I can do more. Hey. This is Gambit. You okay. Know? Gambit. Okay. Your lord there. I am Gambit. I am Keyshawn man. Huh?
You want to hear my Banshee impression?
Oh, do Banshee. Ah! My bloody ears, you wanker.
That's my
Banshee.
Favorite.
That's a very good Banshee.
That's my favorite. He's just, because you read him in the comics, he seems kind of fun. Then you watch the cartoon with him, and the fact that he has to scream to fly is really fun.
We got to come in with a marching band.
So we still have not established what your show is at all.
All right, here's the thing. So I'll talk.
All right, you just talk. I'm not going to interrupt you this time.
So, my just blue cat ahead. Avatar comes avatar. On screen. And he talks about Marvel, whether it's the X-Men getting too political,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's Star Wars with their queer women. And then I'll just go like, then I'll take money from my subscribers.
Meaning your AI girlfriends.
Yeah.
And yourself.
Yeah.
Really robbing Peter to pay Paul there.
No, I'm robbing Peter to Crystal.
Is that a Catholic expression? No, I guess that's all Christianity can be, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the problem.
Robbing Crystal to pay Harmony.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, you know what's up. But yeah, no, I was just talking about what's a problem. They got all these wokes taking over.
Mm-hmm.
What? No, the problem, here's the thing. They're like, you know what, we just want to see ourselves. What about Wisconsinites? We don't see ourselves.
Has there never been a movie
in
Wisconsin?
No, there hasn't been a single movie about Wisconsinites.
Who's the most famous person from Wisconsin?
The most famous person from Wisconsin is, hang on, I'm going to do some race.
Billy D. Williams.
Wait a minute. Does that mean the Wisconsinites are gay robots?
Could be. Yeah, I think you would know better
than
I
would. Am I a gay robot?
I've never been to Wisconsin. Nobody's been to Wisconsin but you. You might be the most famous person from
Bloody
Wisconsin.
Bloody hell.
Just because you've
what,
left
everyone
the state.
In Wisconsin's a gay robot. Billy DeWitt. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, I'm falling apart. I got to... Hang on. Oh, let me just... Give me one second. We're famous. Hang on. No. Are Wisconsinites gay robots? What comes up? I knew I would. I don't get this. Hang on, this is not working.
This is great podcasting.
with it being a visual form, I'm sure.
I don't think even if it was visual, it'd be very good.
Hang on, we're gonna listen, folks, and then we're looking up famous Wisconsinites.
Okay, I've got a list of them here.
Okay, who are they?
Number one, Willem Dafoe. The guy who every time I see his name, I'm like, that's not how it should be spelled. It feels like you tried to spell William and you it feels like his parents were like a little drunk when they were naming him.
Yeah, well, he's not a good example.
Chris Farley.
Oh, that is a proud Wisconsinite. But he's never been in any movies.
He's never been in a movie?
No.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh. Okay, well...
Westward Ho. Oh, Tommy Boy. Black Sheep.
Well...
Star Wars.
That's right, played Jabba the Hutt. Yeah, I remember that one. That's fair. He's been a few...
With William Dafoe is...
But here's the problem with Chris Farley. As much of a talent as he was, the problem is that he never played a Wisconsinite. He was always in Michigan.
She's always a space slug or a space slug ninja or from Beverly Hills.
Face or Florida face. He was never a true Wisconsinite, so he doesn't count. He's a traitor.
Okay, here's some other famous Wisconsinites. Okay. Frederick March.
Who's that?
He's a former University of Wisconsin student.
What'd he do?
He became a central figure in old Hollywood.
Oh.
This is...
That kind of hurts my case, then.
You really... There's not a lot of
that
famous...
Oh, Fred Merch. Oh, well, what did you say?
Ella E. Gibson Hobart.
Ooh. What?
She was an army chaplain.
She's out. This I don't count that.
You really... to find famous people in Wisconsin, you got to be very generous with the term famous.
Exactly.
Cordelia Harvey, a Civil War philanthropist.
Oh, I don't like that.
The last known female Ho-Chunk chief.
How many bloody times do I have to tell you? Women don't count, and especially not one of them names.
Laura Capeler.
What'd she do?
She was Miss Wisconsin in 2012.
Oh, hubba, hubba, hubba. All right. If she's a piece of meat, that's another story. All right. Well, while she ain't in movies, now too busy casting the queers. Get Laura... What was her name again?
Laura Capeler.
I want Star Wars Episode 4, Lauren Capeler Strokes Back.
This list is just so bad. People who it says are famous Wisconsinites. It's just really stretching the... Jeremiah Curtin. He was a famous translator. Who would you say is the most famous translator?
Actually, it is a gay robot, C-3PO.
Okay.
He's a well, famous translator.
Asked and answered.
So maybe maybe gay robots got a few merits.
Let me see if there's anyone else. I don't know, a bunch of writers I've never heard of, some poets, some artists. Is there anyone who I've actually... on this list. I don't think so.
Let me draw my list of famous Wisconsinites. Oh, Liberace. Now that was a defining man of masculinity.
Oh, interesting.
That's right. Oh, and Colin Kaepernick. Another... Oh, wait.
Here's one. Boutros Ghali.
Boutros. What he do?
I think he was the leader of Zimbabwe or something. He's a UN ambassador, I think.
Oh, to Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
What's he doing hanging out with all them, you know, PPOCs when he could be hanging with Wisconsinites like me?
He's the UN Secretary General.
All right, I guess that's okay.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela was from Wisconsin.
He was born and raised in Wisconsin.
He was Wisconsin. Well, he is famous, but he, you know, is kind of like, hung, you know.
Jackie Chan.
I love Jackie Chan.
Born and raised in Redden, Madison.
Oh, but that's hurting my case because they're famous and they're movies. All right, maybe I guess Wisconsinites have a bit more representation than I thought, but it's not enough. It's not enough because... I want a movie that is just about Wisconsinites having Wisconsinite problems. I don't see myself. I can't relate to these queers and these women.
There's a new Idris Elba movie coming out, it says, called Typical Wisconsinite.
Really?
He plays a gay man from Wisconsin.
Oh God, there they go again. A perfectly Wisconsin, but they ruin it with their wokeness. So that is going to be a three-part video essay. So much potential squandered.
You know, like
a fine white man like Idris Elba.
Fine white man.
Yeah.
Like Idris Elba.
The whitest.
The whitest man. The very classically. When you think white men, you think Idris Elba.
You better believe.
You think white Wisconsin men.
Yes, he's a
famously white man. One of the most the
clear
pride
day.
Pride of the white race, Idris Elba.
My Aryan friend, Idris Elba, from the famously all white cast of The Wire. It's Except for season two.
Okay. We haven't talked about That Darn Cat. We haven't really talked about your podcast but and your YouTube show. Frankly, I've lost interest in your thing. We're going to wrap this up. Do you have anything you want to, Alpha Male? What is your name, Alpha Male?
Alpha Male Warrior 54.
Alpha Male Warrior 54. Do you have anything you want to plug?
That's right. I do want to plug this. I want to plug that, I was watching Sesame Street.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was watching, 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
And the Cookie Monster, he's not the Cookie Monster anymore.
Yeah.
He's the Commie Monster. And he sings a song, goes like this. C is for commie, milk healthcare be for free. C is for commie, abolish property. C is for commie, make Bernie filled with glee. Oh, commie, Stodridge say. That's what I'm fighting against.
Okay. Do you know what a plug is?
No.
A plug is not go to your laptop and pull out the jokes you couldn't work into the rest of the podcast.
What are you talking about? That was on the fly. I improvised that.
Okay. I got a special coming out sometime soon. I don't know. It'll be on YouTube. I'll put a link in the show notes. My special, Only Dan's, my stand-up special. And I got my other podcast, Na-Na-Na-Na-Na-Na-Na podcast. We're going to come back for a couple episodes.
Oh, these are real plugs.
Yeah, these are real plugs.
Okay, Ryan. Sure. Well, be sure, December 23rd. I'll know this cock. This cock, this soy boy, his name is Ricky Downs.
Oh, I know him. Real piece of shit, that guy.
Yeah, and he's doing a one-man show of The Lion King.
That's right.
Yes, you're right. On December 21st at The Pit at 4 p.m. Matinee show.
In New York City.
In New York City. So if you want to come see that, go.
I saw him do that a couple years ago. He did the entire Lion King from start to finish, like every single line, every word. It's
every
not his
word.
Interpretation of The Lion King. It's word for word the Disney movie done by a single person.
That's right, before it got woke, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you like Disney before it's woke, you gotta go.
Is it woke now that he's doing it?
Oh my goodness. He wokeified it.
He wokeified it?
I don't know about that plug no more. There might be a problem.
You're really struggling with these plugs.
No, no, what have I done? Bloody hell. I need to go back to Wisconsin.
Bye.